Eternity Daily Bible Study, number 244. The series is Living in Christ. This is Bible Study number 5. And our title for today is The Church, a Living Community of Mature Christ-like Believers. The speaker is John Edmiston. And today's passage is Ephesians chapter 4. Verses 13 to 16. And so we shall all come together to that oneness in our faith and in our knowledge of the Son of God. We shall become mature people, reaching to the very height of Christ's full stature. Then we shall no longer be children, carried by the waves and blown about by every shifting wind of the teaching of deceitful people, who lead others into error by the tricks they invent. Instead, by speaking the truth in a spirit of love, we must grow up in every way to Christ, who is the head. Under his control, all the different parts of the body fit together, and the whole body is held together by every joint with which it is provided. So, when each separate part works as it should, the whole body grows and builds itself up through love. The church is the body of Christ, a living, diverse community, reaching up to Christ's full stature, growing up in every way unto Christ, anchored firmly in the truth, and functioning in love. The church is a living community, and community shapes us and matures us. Let's think of this in terms of our normal communities. Our first community is our family, then our school and our peers, then our college, our sports team, our friends, our professional colleagues, our culture, our nation. Each of these communities makes a contribution to our beliefs, to our personality, and to our character, and each of these communities shapes us as a person. So our church, our participation in the community centered on Christ, should also shape us, and it should shape us in profound and spiritual ways. In the verses above, Paul places a great emphasis on the power of a spirit-filled and functional community to help us to become like Jesus. Paul states that the results of an effectively functioning body of Christ will be profound. We shall become mature people, reaching to the very height of Christ's full stature, verse 13. We will grow up in every way to Christ, who is the head, verse 15. And in verse 16, so when each separate part works as it should, the whole body grows and builds itself up through love. A Christ-centered community that functions in love can make a huge difference in our lives. It can build us up until we are like Jesus. On the other hand, a dysfunctional community can destroy us. On CNN today, I saw an account of a couple in New Jersey in the United States, whose four adopted children were under 50 pounds in weight, and no one noticed despite their regular involvement in a local church. Their utilities had been off for 5 months. The children were found when a neighbor noticed them searching through garbage for food. This can only happen when community breaks down completely and people fail to see one another. Christians should see one another, notice each other, care for each other. No Christian family should have the electricity cut off or be without food, because those in the community should notice their needs and take care of them. My wife and I regularly pay other people's bills despite being on a missionary salary. That is just part of loving one another and not closing your heart to human need. This is part of the early Christian community of the early church, and it's part of the way Christians are expected to live out the gospel in Scripture. Let's look at 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. This is how we know what love is. Christ gave his life for us. We too then ought to give our lives for others. If we are rich and see others in need, yet close our hearts against them, how can we claim that we love God? My children, our love should not be just words and talk. It must be true love, which shows itself in action. Now, of course, discernment is needed when giving, but that's another issue. Today's verses tell us that we need to be in community, seeing other people, caring for other people, praying with other Christians, hearing their stories, mowing their lawns, fixing their cars, babysitting their children, being friends and having fun together. I am convinced that we will mature far more as persons by living in love and participating in community than we will in 500 seminars in a classroom. You learn more about love in baking a casserole for a tired friend than in a scholarly book defining all the Greek words, as useful as that book may be. We become Christ-like by stretching ourselves in love, in community. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 says it like this: Now that by your obedience to the truth you have purified yourselves and have come to have a sincere love for other believers, then love one another earnestly with all your heart. What would it do for you if you loved other people earnestly with all your heart and kept on doing it? Wouldn't it grow you and stretch you? What would it be like to be part of a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled community that loved one another earnestly with all their heart? Wouldn't that affirm you and grow you and make you solid as a person? It would produce, such a community would produce, solid, mature people who gave up their negativity and selfishness and who knew Christ and lived in love. That is precisely what Paul is aiming at, and precisely what the spiritual gifts are for. The spiritual gifts discussed in Ephesians chapter 4 are not only for producing a good performance for an hour and a half on Sunday mornings, as important as that is, and they're not just for life behind the pulpit or on a stage. They are also for life away from the pulpit, life in the neighborhood and life in the workplace. For instance, we could pray for the sick at home, or in church, or in the workplace, or in the schoolyard. And we can use gifts of encouragement, exhortation, administration, helps, and generosity just about any place on earth, but especially in community and among our brothers and sisters in Christ. When we learn to function as we should in daily, loving, open-hearted Christian community, then we will set in place spiritual processes that help us to grow up into Christ. As we speak the truth in love to one another, as friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, we will grow up in every way into Christ, who is the head. For our community life comes not from a human leader, but from Christ in our midst, Christ in the middle of people living in community and loving one another. Two more things. Number one, valid Christian community must be anchored in the truth, if it is not to be blown hither and yon by every wind of doctrine. And number two, a functional Christian community is self-edifying. That is, it builds itself up in love. Once things are set in place, then, quite naturally, people will be built up and grow if the community is functioning properly. For an article I wrote on the church as a learning organisation, go to, and you will need your pencils for this, it's a difficult URL, go to www.aibi.ph/ebooks/BEQ, and the BEQ is in capitals, /10lcom.htm. I'll run that by you again. www.aibi.ph/ebooks/BEQ, and the BEQ is in capitals, /10lcom.htm. Blessings, see you tomorrow, This is John Edmiston from the Asian Internet Bible Institute, www.aibi.ph, which provides free online Bible and ministry training for Asian pastors.